Our second lesson is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 15, the parable of the prodigal or lost son. And he said, "A certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to the father, 'Father, give me the part of the substance that is to be put upon me.' And he apportioned to them his livelihood. And not many days after, the younger son, gathering all together, went abroad into a distant country, and there wasted his substance, living recklessly. But when he had spent all, there arose a strong famine throughout that country, and he began to be lacking. And he went and joined himself to one of the citizens of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he longed to fill his belly from the husks which the swine ate, and no one gave to him. And when he came to himself, he said, 'How many hirelings of my father have an excess of bread, but I perish with hunger? Standing up, I will go to my father and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hirelings.' And he stood up and came to his father, and being still a distance away, his father saw him and had compassion, and running, fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Bring out the chief robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet. And bring here the fatted calf, and slaughter it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead, and is alive again, and was lost, and is found.'" We read also from the Arcana Celestia, in the word of the Lord's second coming, concerning the meaning of the story, part of the story in Moses about taking off his shoes. And he said, "Do not draw near this place, that this signifies that he must not still think of the divine from sensuous things, is evident from the meaning of drawing near to Yehovah, as being to think of the divine. That to draw near, when said of a man's approach to the Lord, is thought about the divine, is because man cannot approach the divine with the body, as a man approaches a man, but with the mind, thus with the thought and the will. There is no other way to approach the divine, because the divine is above the things of place and time, being in those things with man which are called states, namely states of love and states of faith, thus states of both faculties of the mind, that is, of the will and of the thought. By these man can approach the divine. Hence it is that here, by "do not draw near this place," is signified that he must not think of the divine, that is, from the external sensuous things which are meant by the shoes that he was first to pull off. Pull off thy shoes from upon thy feet, that this signifies that sensuous things must be removed. Everyone can see that shoes here represent something that was not in agreement with the holy divine, and that thus to pull off the shoes was representative of the removal of such things. Otherwise, what would it matter to the divine whether man approached in shoes or with the soles of his feet bare, provided that he was interiorly of such a character as to be able to approach the divine in faith and love? Sensuous things are in worldly, bodily, and even earthly things, for the senses are most closely receive these things. When a man is in these sensuous things and is thinking from them, he thinks no otherwise of the divine than as he thinks about earthly things. And if he is in evil, he thinks from these sensuous things quite against the divine. Therefore, when a man is thinking about such things as are of faith and love to God, if he is in good, Then he is uplifted from the sensuous things, which are the externals of the natural, toward interior things, consequently out of earthly and worldly things, nearer to heavenly and spiritual things. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.